Nicky Broyd. The Northern Ireland Secretary, Paul Murphy, has rejected calls for the Good Friday Agreement on power sharing to be renegotiated in light of this week's election results. The Democratic Unionists, who refused to work with Sinn Féin, have emerged as the biggest party in the Stormont Assembly. The DUP member Ian Paisley Jr. said voters had sent a clear message to the political leaders.
They've made it clear, they've accepted our position as we laid out in our manifesto, that there would be no more concessions to Sinn Féin. And I think that as soon as the British government waken up to that reality and move away from a denial process that the agreement is alive and well, it's dead in the water. We need a fair deal, we need a new deal, and the government has got to talk to us about how they achieve that.
The Attorney-General is to look at comments made by the Home Secretary, David Blunkett, about a suspect arrested by anti-terrorism police in Gloucester on Thursday. The Bar Council is concerned that Mr Blunkett's remarks could prejudice any trial if the man is charged. Police in Turkey have arrested a man suspected of helping to plan one of the four suicide bombings in Istanbul earlier this month. More than 50 people were killed in the attacks, which included two British targets. The state-run news agency said the man was stopped as he tried to leave the country. Blood donors are being urged to remember to continue giving blood in the run-up to Christmas after national stocks hit a low last week. The National Blood Service traditionally sees a dip in donations before the festive season, but this year the shortages have come earlier than usual. Rakesh Vashista from the National Blood Service explained why.
Lots of people seem to be suffering with colds and flus. We'd normally like to be at around about 5 days blood supply, and at the moment we're at around about 4 days. That sounds close to the knuckle, but you have to bear in mind that we're in a just-in-time business. We can't store blood for very long.
Some of the world's biggest music stars are in Cape Town today for a concert to raise money for the fight against AIDS. Bono and Annie Lennox will be among those performing at the event, which is being beamed around the world from 4:30 this afternoon. The concert's been organised by a charity set up by Nelson Mandela to raise awareness of the virus, which is blighting the lives of millions of Africans. Here, the director of the HIV self-help group, Body and Soul, Emma Collier, says there are still massive problems with the perception of HIV and AIDS among young people in particular.
The young people that attend Body and Soul, no one will actually speak out about their HIV diagnosis. And if you can imagine having to live as a teenager with that kind of burden of fear of who's going to find out, it is immense.
Official figures in China show that more than 85,000 people have died in fatal road accidents in the first 10 months of this year. This represents 15% of all the road deaths around the world, despite the fact that China has fewer than 2% of the world's cars. That's the news. Here's Peter Morris with the sport.
Good morning. The first game in the Premiership is just an hour and a half away. Newcastle have a fast turnaround from Thursday's win against Basel to face Wolves at Molineux. Meanwhile, among the 3 o'clock kickoffs, Eddie Gray's looking for his first points as caretaker manager of bottom side Leeds at fourth place Charlton. And the top three don't play until tomorrow. Meanwhile, the bottom side in the Scottish Premier, Partick Thistle, are still without a win this season, and they have a tough trip to league leaders Celtic. The Webb Ellis Trophy will be paraded before Newcastle's game against Wasps in rugby's Zurich Premiership. Johnny Wilkinson will also appear but won't play. However, several more of England's World Cup winners will be taking part in that and today's other three matches, including Leicester against the leaders Bath. The second semi-final of the UK Snooker Championship gets underway at 2 o'clock. Ronnie O'Sullivan plays Stephen Hendry for a place against Matthew Stevens in the final. And the going is set to get a bit slower as rain hits Newbury ahead of the Hennessy Cognac Gold Cup, which takes place at 2:35.
Good morning, I'm Johnny Vaughan, and this is Fighting Talk. Yeah, good morning and welcome to the show where a panel of well-informed experts engage in verbal jousting as they discuss all the burning sporting issues of the day. Joining me on Fighting Talk this week, he's back, ladies and gentlemen, from The Observer, Will Buckley.
Good morning,
Johnny. He's yet to score a win in Fighting Talk. I nearly said something else rather than fighting. Fighting Talk. But he's been rested for the last two shows. Should be full of fight. Will, is that a correct assumption?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm here to allow other people to win. It means more to them, Bradley. Got very excited by winning.
He's a champ at the moment.
He is the champ. And I like him being the champ. That keeps him happy.
But as radio's Mr. Mild, yeah. Do you think that your more meek approach to argument will win the day today?
I think the mild man's day must come one day. Maybe it'll be today.
Okay, thank you. That's big talk from the mild one. We've now got also sitting next door to Will. We've